Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ's.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 23rd day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful new week and it's a beautiful Monday. And the Lord is ready with a brand new topic. And please, I do not want just you alone to be a partaker of today's blessings. Invite as many people as you can so that they can experience the word of God this morning. The Lord is ready to speak. He is ready to bless. And I want you to invite as many people as you can. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Achieving Dreams. Achieving Dreams. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 21. My hope is built on nothing less. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 104 to 106. And our memory verse is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, which says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the most high calling of God in Jesus Christ. I press toward the mark for the prize of the most high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 15 from verse 7 to 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 from verse 7 to 9. From verse 7 it reads, But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah, son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage, he removed the detestable idols from the old land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple. Then he assembled all Judah and Benjamin and the people from Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, who had settled among them, for large numbers had come over to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Our manual today reads, On the same day I graduated from the University of Ife in 1967, the then Oni of Ife, the traditional ruler of the city, was given an honorary doctorate degree. It was a very glorious occasion, and that day I told my closest friend, one day I too will get an honorary doctorate degree from this university. He looked at me, laughed, and said, If it's possible to earn it by studying, I would agree with you because you are intelligent, but you are not qualified to be honored. Honorary doctorate degrees are not given to every Dick, Tom, and Harry. Then he said, what he said appeared to be true at the time because I didn't look like someone who could be given an honorary doctorate degree. My friend and I were so ordinary that we celebrated our graduation by eating amala and pomo, a meal made from yam flour and dry cow hide, at a motor park. Years passed, and one day I got a letter from the university that the council had decided to award me an honorary doctorate degree. There is no height you cannot reach if you remain close to God and work hard towards your goal. In Genesis chapter 37 from verse 5 to 10, Joseph dreamt of himself as a great ruler. At that time, even his father didn't consider him mature enough to work with his brothers to shepherd the family's flock, like we see in Genesis 37 from verse 12 to 13. Later on in life, he found himself as a slave, and he worked hard in the role while ensuring that he did not offend God, like we see in Genesis 39, verse 9. Before long, he went from being a prisoner to becoming the prime minister of a country considered the world's superpower at that time. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, 1 Samuel, when Samuel went to anoint a king among the son of Jesse, David was not even present among his brother initially. However, by 2 Samuel, he was already sitting on the throne as Israel's king. Even when his life was threatened by Saul, he did not give up or lose his focus. Some people turn every challenge into an excuse for not being able to achieve their goals. Excuses are for failures. High flyers will use their challenges as fuel to reach their goals. Beloved, people who fulfill their purposes and dreams are single-minded in their pursuit. They refuse to be distracted by anything until they achieve the things they have conceived in their minds. Focus on your goals, work hard, and don't give up. Trust in God, and He will help you to achieve your dreams. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please help me to remain focused and connected to You as I work towards achieving the dreams You have put in my heart, in Jesus' name. Father, please help me to remain focused and connected to You as I work towards achieving the dreams You have put in my heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.